Who were the people that were formative for you, that helped you find your voice?
You know, beyond my parents, I mean, the person who probably had the most influence on me, and I've often said my life peaked when I was 11 years old, it was Martin Luther King. Yolanda King and I were both at Spring Street Elementary School, which had just gotten integrated. My parents had brought me up to be on the side of integration and equal rights. And Yolanda King and I just started talking, and we became best friends. So I would spend the night at her house, and she would spend the night at my house. And this was unheard of in Atlanta in 1966, I guess it was. And I'd spend Saturday nights with her. And the first Saturday night, Martin was out of town. And there was something missing in the house. The next Saturday night that I spent the night there, he was there. Big dinner table conversation. Then Martin Luther King, he takes the dishes from the table to the kitchen, and he's washing the dishes. You know, I love Papa, but that was not something Papa would do. And I sat up on the counter, and I'm drying the dishes, and we're just talking. We talked for about an hour. And Yoki finally came in and said, "Come on, you came over to play over with me and stuff." And I remember Martin Luther King reciting his sermon to Coretta. And Coretta saying, "No, Martin, I think you need to be stronger." I mean, she was such a partner. And then in the morning, we'd go to church. Now, I'm a, you know, Jewish descent daughter of atheists going to Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Perfect.
And being able to be part of that family, being able to see how Martin, you know, that voice from within that was able to change the world, but it was a personal relationship. Having the opportunity to get to know Martin Luther King when I was 11 years old and have conversations, he would talk to me like I was his peer.
Yeah.
He wanted to hear what I had to say, you know, I mean, who knows what I said.
You know, and what I'm hearing you say, Maria, it wasn't the sermon, it was the authentic person, the real person that had washed the dishes and practiced their sermon the day before and play with the kids. And your description of being embraced.
I think that relationship, that encounter in life probably set me on my, you know, optimism, belief in the world.